Okay, here we go. Three short Shabbos Hagadol ideas. Tavshin Pei Gimel. Alon Shmi Lui Nishmas. My great Zedo's Yotze was yesterday. Hey Nissan Abba Natan. Rabbi Benkad. And also Esther Tehila Bas of Gabriel Pinchas. Three reasons why Shabbos Hagadol is called Shabbos Hagadol. The Belzer Rebbe has a beautiful idea based off the Torah. You know the Torah writes in Orachaim Tav Lamed. Why is it called Shabbos of Pesach? Korinos no Shabbos Hagadol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos Hagadol. Why? So everyone goes to town. Why is it called Shabbos Gadol? The Torah gives his own answer. We took the sheep, we took their avodah zarah, we took their God, we tied it to our beds, and when the lice at the end of the day was a tremendous miracle that we weren't hurt, we weren't killed. To commemorate that nes, that miracle, when we tied their avodah zarah to our beds in Mitzrayim for the upcoming Karan Pesach, called Shabbos Gadol for that nes. But says the Belzer Rebbe, based off of that incredible idea, says the Shalom of Belz, the Gemara Kiddushin Mem Amad Aleph tells us 48. Kol HaKoyfer B'Avodah Zarah Ki'ilim Moideh B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Anyone who destroys, anyone who says Avodah Zarah and gets rid of Avodah Zarah, as if you admit and as if you take upon the entire Torah. V'Shabbos Zu Kafra B'Nei Yisrael B'Avodah Zarah. What happens to Shabbos? Historically and every year, spiritually, every year, we are basically taking that Karan Pesach, we're taking that Avodah Zarah, tying it to our beds. So what happened? Wasn't just a little bit of taking their animal and it was a miracle? Tells the Bezer Rebbe, no. We know the Gemara tells us the Kiddushin, that anyone who destroys the Avodah Zarah, you take upon yourself the entire Torah. Says the Bezer Rebbe, now look at the word Gadol. Gadol is spelled Gimel Dalet Vav Lamed. But in Gematria, in Penimus HaTorah, Gadol is a Gimel Dalet Vav Dalet. Gimel, if you spell the word Gimel, Gimel Yud Mem Lamed. Then what comes in a Dalet, of Gadol? Dalet. Dalet Vav Lamed Tuf. Vav, Vav, Yud Vav. Different ways to spell Vav, but here Vav Yud Vav. And Lamed of Gadol, Lamed Mem Dalet. If you take the Gematria of Gadol, you open up the word Gadol, the Penimus of the word Gadol, and you spell it out, in Gematria Taryag says the Belzer Rebbe, it's exactly 613, and that's exactly why it's called Shabbos Hagadol. Ki b'Shabbos Zu Adik Kifirasam Avodah Zarah Zochel Iskashus L'Chol Taryag Mitzvos. When a person connects himself to Shabbos, a person connects himself to Shabbos Hagadol, which is the whole Indian Shabbos Hagadol, is to get rid of Avodah Zarah, to get rid of the things that we think that control our lives, and realize the Chodesh Baruch Hu is in control of anything and everything. That's what makes a person connect and commit to the entire Torah. And that is what exactly Shabbos HaGadol. Gadol, making sure to take upon ourselves getting rid of the Avodah Zarah. And that's what it means to tie up the animal to our beds. When you do that, you're connecting yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam fully. Beautiful idea from the Belzer Rebbe based off of the Torah in Shulchan Aruch. Second idea comes to us from the Rav Biederman. Rav Biederman, beautiful, beautiful Haggadah this year they put together. He says, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So he says to Rav Biederman, my Rebbe says, from Rav Biederman, he says, you know, people think, the Shabbos, I have to eat in the kitchen, I have to eat with two rolls and not challah get crumbs. You know what? We're going to make sure, no. We have to treat this Shabbos to be like every other Shabbos. We have to make sure that this Shabbos to sit at the dining room table and make sure to be able to not that. No, says Rav Biederman. Shabbos and Gadol means, you know what it means to be a Gadol? A Gadol means to be a Gadol, to be mevater, to give in. You know what? It's not going to be regular Shabbos. Things might be uncomfortable. You might have to eat in the kitchen. You might have to eat in a little bit of an irregular area in your house. To be a gadol means to give in. To be a gadol means to be able to give in, right? What does it say by pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu? Yigdal Moshe. What does Rashi say that Moshe went out of the house? The yar b'sivlosim. He saw their pain. He saw their anguish. How many of our mothers and our sisters and our fathers and our brothers and sisters worked so hard for Par Pesach? This is the Shabbos to be a gadol. Don't say, oh, this Shabbos to be like last Shabbos and every other Shabbos. No, to be a gadol means to be mevater, to be okay with the house, with whatever all the hachanas are going in. To be a gadol means to be mevater, to be caring and kind and loving to everyone who's getting ready for Yom Tov. Beautiful hadith from Rav Biederman. What Shabbos HaGadol, a Shabbos of being a gadol, a galus, being kind and caring, compassionate to others. Idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Tefer Shulman on Shabbos HaGadol. He says, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Says the Tefer Shulman of Radomsk Rebbe's Yartza, which was just last week, Chav Tes Adar. The Shabbos HaKodem Pesach, who mekora shefa b'kol yimei ha-shavu haba malena tova, who kli machzik bracha. We know, the Zohar tells us, that all bracha from the week comes from the Shabbos before. That means, if Pesach is next Wednesday night, that means this Shabbos has the or, the Kedusha, has all the Shefa of Pesach already in it. And then right after it says, talks about the holidays, right, in Parshas Emor. We're going to read it in a few weeks. And then it talks about Shabbos. Why? Shabbos includes all of the Moadim. ki a machzik bracha v'sheva ayamim abayim l'toiva. Shabbos, and specifically this Shabbos, has all of the bracha and the sheva for the week of coming. That means, you know what means Shabbos are gadol? Means it's the greatness of this Shabbos. It's not only does it have the kedusha of a regular Shabbos, but it's the kedusha of Pesach. It's the kedusha of Re'ei Yontov. That's why some chassidim already start to say the Haggadah. They'll say some of Magid already on Shabbos Haggadah. So brought that my wife's grandfather is, and my father and my father still does it. It's a satmar minog that this Shabbos they'll be able to say Shabbos Haggadah afternoon. They'll to say the Haggadah. It's the or of Pesach is already included in Shabbos. That's what Shabbos Haggadah. Shabbos Haggadah. How great is the Shabbos that is the Kedusha of Yontev, the Kedusha of Pesach, the Kedusha of Alel HaSeder, and in America, two star. Let's review these three ideas. We started off saying the first idea from the Torah and Rav Shlomo Belz. The Torah writes, what was it so great? Because we did an ace. There was an ace that happened. We took their gods on the 10th day of Nisan. We tied it to our beds. They didn't touch us. It was a great miracle. Says the Belz, Rabbi Gemara, and says the Kedusha of Memalaf, called Koyfe Bavod Azara, Kil Moldeh B'chot Arkol, and it was Koyfe Bavod Azara, which we were on the 40th level of Tumah. And yet we were covered by Avodah Zarah. We destroyed the Avodah Zarah. We made a mockery of it. We tied it to our beds. We weren't scared. As if you accept the entire Torah. Says the Belzer Rebbe, Shabbos Gadol. Or just the word Gadol Imilui. Spell out the word Gadol. Gimel. Dalet. Vav. Lame. Spell out the word Gadol. Gimel. Good. Gimel. Yud. Mem. Lame. Dalet. Lame. Tav. Vav. Yud. Vav. Lame. Mem. Dalet. Mauchit Tayag. When a person accepts for this Shabbos to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, get rid of all the things that we think control HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, no, they're a bonus from this Shabbos. We can completely accept the Avodah Zarah in ourselves. The idea number two from Rav Biederman, this Shabbos, you say Shabbos Gobazik Gadol, because Gadol means to be a Gadol, to be Mevater, to give in. Don't say this Shabbos has to be like every other Shabbos. No, to be a Gadol means to be like Moshe Rabbein. Vayidah Moshe, says Rashi, that Chazal, Vayar Besavlosim. He took their pain. He said, no, this Shabbos doesn't have to be like every other Shabbos. To be a Gadol means to be giving and kind and caring, and to be Mevater, says Rav Shlomo Belzer. The third and final idea from the Tefer Shlomo, Shabbos Gadol, why is it called Shabbos Gadol? Because you know that all the bracha from the week, the Zohar tells us, comes from the Shabbos before. And if this Shabbos is Shabbos before Pesach, it means it already has the Kedusha of Pesach, there is the Kedusha of Yontif, it has the Kedusha of Leil HaSeder, and it has great, great, great bracha to be able to bring for the week. Ki HaShabbos HaKol HaMikol Mo'adik, Ki HaMachzik Bracha V'Shav HaYomim HaBein L'Nol Tov. All Shabbos have the bracha for the week before, that means the Shabbos is the bracha, has the Kedusha of Shabbos, and the Kedusha of Pesach come together, and that's what the minhag is to start saying the Haggadah of the Shabbos. Yishvi Zocha, to connect the panimis of the Shabbos HaGadol, to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, to be completely committed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how do we complete commitment to the Ribbono Shel Olam? To be mevater, to give in, to be kind and caring to Shabbos. Maybe things won't be the same, but at the end of the day, to be kind and caring, to realize, you know what? It's okay. Now that it's okay, that's a chachila. And the third and final idea is for us to be able to realize the great bracha, the great kedusha of the Shabbos HaGadol, as all the kedusha Pesach in it.